Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, let's talk to a legendary Eagles coach. He's a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I know he was psyched to see the Eagles win week one in Brazil. It's kind of a long wait from the Friday game week one to the Monday game week two. And Dick Vermeil is going to join us every Friday at this time. Brought to us by Independence Blue Cross, the region's strongest network of doctors and hospitals. Means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Learn more at IBX.com. Let's talk to Coach Vermeil. Good morning, Coach Vermeil.
Good morning.
Wonderful to have you on the show as always, Dick. So, an awful lot to digest from week one. Let's just start with this. What did you make of the grinded out? You know, the Eagles, it was sloppy in a lot of ways, but they found a way to get a win. How impressed with you were you with the grinded out manner in which the Eagles got that W?
Well, my overall opinion was I was impressed with how the team played. I was really impressed with how the defense played following the two turnovers early
yes.
in the ball. I mean, you know, you talk brand new coordinator, brand new defensive scheme, put on the hole like they were put in, and to respond like they executed in the ball game with the intensity and everything, I was impressed. You know, it faded a little bit as the game went on, but still, I think it was a great starting point for the defense. I really do. And you know, and Jalen Hurts isn't going to throw two interceptions in every football game.
Right. That, we need to clean that up, that's for sure. How can our edge players generate more pressure, Coach? It felt like that was sagging a little bit, and we need to fix the pass rush.
Well, number one, play against weaker offensive tackles. You
know? That would help.
You know, I really mean this. You know, so much is made on sack percentage and ratio in ball games and hits on the quarterback, but many of the great pass rushers get their most sacks on the weaker offensive tackles. I always graded a pass rusher's ability based on when he was playing against an equal offensive tackle. And the sack ratios always go down. And Green Bay has good tackles. You know that.
Sure.
I think the sack ratio will go up as those guys get going. And as you saw with the linebacker getting two sacks, that the scheme is going to include linebackers for pass rushers as well. So I think that'll all improve. I really do. And if the tackles for Atlanta aren't real good this week, they're going to sack them, you know.
Have you did you ever see anything like an inside backer like Zach Bond going out there with 15 tackles, two sacks? Like, we didn't expect that. I hadn't seen anything like that in training camp. Is this sustainable, sending these inside backers to sort of, I don't know, make up for the lack of pressure off the edges? If the tackles are really good, you send guys up through the A-gaps. Is that something we can do week in, week out?
Well, it's going to worry the opponent each week. They're going to have to be prepared for it. Now, granted, last week, Green Bay was not really totally prepared for those kind of pass rushes. Didn't expect it, maybe, from the Eagles. You can't sustain from a linebacker two sacks the ball game. No one's ever done that. But I think you send a message. You better be prepared. And once they get prepared for that kind of pass rush, I think Vic will come up with something they haven't seen. Mm-hmm. So I think the variety of pass rushes and pass quarterback sacks and hits is going to vary this year, maybe more than it has in the last few years.
The decision-making of Jalen Hurts, where do you feel like that stands right now? How confident are you that he'll take a step forward this week? We need to see a better Jalen, and I'm confident in him. I don't know how long this takes for him to get up to speed within a new offense. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, we listen to everybody talk, including you guys, and reading the paper. He doesn't throw a pass intercepts the entire training camp, okay?
Yeah.
Granted, it wasn't game day. You know, Jalen Hurts is not a pass interception thrower. He's not. That's not his profile. And I think he'll clean up. I think he tried too hard down in the red zone when he threw that one going in. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you can get too aggressive. You have to be more patient and be willing to accept something else. But that was not his profile. He may not throw another interception for three ball games. He might throw one a game. All quarterbacks throw interceptions. He doesn't throw as many as most.
Dick Vermeil here with us as we broadcast from Borgata. Coach, let's talk about Saquon Barkley. So you had a really special back in Philly with Wilbert. Of course, you had others as well, including Marshall Faulk and Priest Holmes. Can you put into words the advantage when you have a player, Saquon's ability, what that does for a head coach and an offense?
Well, you never know when he's going to make a big play. You know, they gave him the ball 23 times and threw it to him two times, but there's going to be ball games when a higher percentage of plays beyond the design of the play take place, because he'll break a tackle, make two guys miss. Actually, that ball game really didn't test him. Running, they gave him some nice holes to run through. He was probably thought it was a mirage. He hadn't seen holes like that in New York in a few years. You know, so I think you haven't seen the best of him. Now, he may not make as many yards in some of these games, but he will make more difficult, successful runs in the future than you saw in the opener.
How does he change our goal line and short yardage plan? Does he get the ball now more than Jalen? What would you prefer, Coach?
Well, you never go wrong by putting the ball in the hands of your best player in pressure situations. When I was a coordinator, the most appreciative suggestion the head coach made to me each time was put the ball in the hands of my best player in critical situations. So, yes, he's going to get the football. I prefer to give him the ball more between the 10 and 5-yard line, or when the defense isn't quite as constricted. Because he's so elusive, especially running out of the pistol or an I formation, that he'll find a place to run. You get down inside the goal line, it's pretty well defined when you get inside that 1 or 2 yard line.
Dick, with the Eagles not playing on Sunday, we're going to have a chance to evaluate Dallas again in a standalone game. They looked really good week one. Do you think the Cowboys are legit, or at least regular season legit again, and that maybe they're better than some of us perceived?
They did what we in Philadelphia did. They added a defensive coordinator with a lot of experience. Zimmerman came in there, and they played lights out against one of the highest-paid quarterbacks in the league. Okay, yes, he's disappointing. But Zimmerman really helped that defensive football team. Are they going to play like they did Sunday against Cleveland every weekend? No. But they're going to have to be reckoned for. I'll tell you that. They'll be good. I know a couple coaches on the offensive staff there, and they're going to be a good football team. And, you know, that's good for our division. you know, it increases the attention that we give Dallas, and we can hate them all the more during the season.
I love that.
Dick, we have a segment called Drop of the Week, and I think you might have just won it. It's a poignant, funny, or favorite comment that we have on the show in the course of a week. That was pretty darn good. All right, Coach, let's get here and let's round it out with the game coming up on Monday night, the Eagles versus the Falcons. Feels like they face Kirk Cousins week two an awful lot. So here we go again. What's your prediction for what's up ahead Monday night?
Well, my computer says Eagles win by two. I think they'll beat them by more. Now, Kirk Cousins isn't going to play like he played last week. His profile in his career, he's only 2.2% interception ratio percentage. He's not an interception thrower, so chances are he's not going to do that. Chances are he's going to play a lot better. And I think our quarterback will play a lot better, and I think we'll beat them soundly.
Make sure everyone gets Free Meal Wine. It's the best. I drink it. Amy from Villanova drinks it. It's the best. Great news. If you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can now get delicious Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home. Visit vermeilwines.com. Again, that website is vermeilwines.com for Coach's entire wine selection this season, next season, any and every season from Coach Dick Vermeil. Coach, thanks so much. We look forward to talking to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, there Coach. He is, the legendary Coach Dick Vermeil. By the way, congratulations goes out to Leslie from East Stroudsburg, who was our winner of the tickets given away courtesy of NovaCare. Leslie knew in the last couple days here the names that were said for the ticket giveaway were Chad Lewis, Darren Sproles, Nick Foles, who, of course, will be honored on Monday night, and Tommy McDonald. Make sure you you listen to our show in the lead-up to every Eagles home game as we give away tickets courtesy of NovaCare. The key time to listen, 8 o'clock Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know, that beat the hammer might be the first time someone actually said they'd bend the knee. Now, he bent it afterwards, so in this case, it wouldn't work. Like in the Game of Thrones world, he would have already been killed by the dragon.
Ironic, too, because he's the only one who's given you a fight.
He gave me a fight.
Are you threatening now to kill our listeners?
Well, that was the idea. Bend the knee or die. I mean, that's what the mother of dragons said. I mean, she was very clear about it. All right, 215-592-9494. This segment, you're going to hear some of the more interesting audio this week when both Brandon Graham and Jason Kelsey joined our show. We'll also go inside the storyline of how and when to celebrate in the regular season if you're the Phils. Want to get Ruben's thoughts on that. All right, let's get a lot of calls in as well. Let's talk to Corey. He's calling from Pottstown right now. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, everybody. Before I get to my Eagles thing, I have a question for Ruben. And this is going to kind of sound silly, but Ruben, if the Phillies get the bye and they play in the five-game round, would you think about starting Sanchez at home at game two and Nola game three on the road?
Not the craziest question.
It's not the craziest question, but I would not. I think you got to go Wheeler Nola because you want to try to knock it out as quickly as possible. And I just feel like you got to go with your best guys. Now, I love Sanchez. I love the way he's throwing the baseball. And I know he throws much better at home, but I'm not that fearful of him pitching away.
Okay. I just figured that Nola being the way he pitches, I think with his, you know, ice water in his veins. He's one of those guys that on the road, nothing bothers him. So that's the only reason why I came up with that.
It's not a bad idea.
Corey,
there's nothing wrong with the idea.
Corey,
I just don't think it's going to happen.
Here's the flip side of that idea, because I agree with you. It is to be considered. Here's the problem. Game two starter in a best of five, depending on when the off day is, or if there's two of them, like there was one year for the Phillies, the game two starter could be the game five starter. And if Nola's a better pitcher than Sanchez, and I think he is, I certainly think he's more trustworthy in October, I'd much rather Nola get two starts than Sanchez if you're in a do-or-die game.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that point. All right. The one thing that's being under-talked about, I think, about the Eagles, only two quarterbacks threw for 300 yards in week one. Running game is up.
Mm. I like this. I like where you're going.
I think as much as we're worried about the fact of the pass rush, the Eagles weren't really stopping the run either.
Yes, thank you.
Two pretty good running backs coming up.
Mm. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Jordan Davis has his work cut out. Jordan Davis is a major factor. He's still capable of stuffing people.
So
he
Corey,
is massive, and he's good at plugging those lanes. He needs to do an incredible job with that.
That was my thing, too. They let up 163 yards, and, you know, Josh Jacobs to Bijan Robinson, you just have to be careful of that when you face the Falcons. That worries me.
Corey, there were some interesting trends from week. I mean, I don't know if it's, it might be too early to say trend, but with all the games, I guess 16 week one, it was notable that many quarterbacks struggled. And other parts of teams, you know, were not. All right, Corey, give me a great answer. What's an inspiring movie, buddy?
Well, it inspired me because it showed that I have no idea what my life would be if I wasn't born, so It's a Wonderful Life.
Wow. That is a great
answer. That's
movie.
A really good answer.
That's a great answer. You know, speaking of answers, because, you know, we're just talking about sort of how to interpret what's going on week one with offense and trends and quarterbacks struggling and all that stuff. So, you know, it's funny. Next week we're juggling our lineup around because normally we have, you know, Seth Joyner on Mondays and Ray Dittinger on Mondays and Eagles game reaction on Mondays, because typically on Mondays it's the day after an Eagles game, but as we all know, the Eagles play Monday night, so we expect those guests to be on Tuesday, which means otherwise we're kind of open on Monday. So I was talking to someone yesterday and I'm like, hey, you gotta be on the show on Monday. He's like, yeah, in studio. Now, we've never had him on the show, and it'll be fascinating to talk football with offense and otherwise. John DeFilippo in studio.
No way.
Co-hosting for like a stretch with us on Monday.
That's awesome.
And specifically also because Foles is being honored on Monday. And here's the thing about DeFilippo. Other than the fact we said his name 5 million times in 2017.
Well, hold on,
and then
Joe.
2018 and 2019. Like, it hasn't been the
so
same that, since
that's
Frank
my
Reich
question. Are we allowed to have him on without Frank Reich? Can they be separated?
No.
Well, and you know what the amazing thing is? And this can't be said about Doug because the Carson thing went completely south while Doug was here. Reich and DeFilippo are the two, clearly, that got the most.
They were the good cop, bad cop.
Out of Foles and Wentz.
Yeah.
Like, literally, the greatest play.
DeFilippo was tough on him, wasn't
he? Yeah, that was the word.
That was the word, yeah.
And the greatest
good cop, bad cop thing.
Yeah, and the greatest play of Carson's career and the greatest play of Foles' career happened when DeFilippo was here. So he's going to be in studio with us on Monday. And we'll get some backstory on Foles. I mean, John, you weren't the only person calling for Nate Sudfeld to start in the postseason. Like, Foles had really struggled. So it'll be fascinating on the morning of the day when the Eagles honor Foles. Like, what were those conversations like? Because Foles was a disaster.
He sure was.
Against the Raiders and the Cowboys.
And
a disaster.
They revamped everything.
Yeah.
You know, to his credit.
They reworked it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it worked beautifully. So clearly.
We never had him on the show, but it'll be interesting to do some line. He'll be fielding phone calls and, you know.
Yeah.
We'll have some fun with
that. Fascinating to dig into that.
Yeah. He's a good dude also, by the way. Let's get to, and he's from here. Devin, didn't you go to Radnor?
I did go to Radnor.
That's where he went.
Yeah.
Radnor
High. It's like Radnor produces champions.
So, did you know that Radnor produced Greece?
Champion.
Did you know that
champion.
Radnor
yeah,
is
really.
The model for Greece for Rydell High?
It sure is, yeah.
Did you know that, Ruben?
I did not
Rydell
know that.
Rydell High was like that
the
story
creator
was
of
written.
Greece went to Radnor, yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Look at that. Look at
what
that
about
fact.
That?
Ruben, did you hear our fact earlier this week when we covered, and I didn't know until this week, did you know, Ruben, at the top of his game, 1984, Carl Lewis, when he won the four golds, first person since Jesse Owens to win the four golds in those four competitions, the 100, the 200, the long jump, and the 4x100 sprint, or 4x400 race. Do you know that Carl Lewis...
4x100?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know in 84, Carl Lewis was drafted by the Chicago Bulls and the Dallas Cowboys?
I did not know that.
He was in the same draft as Michael Jordan.
How is that possible?
The Bulls drafted, in the same draft, the Bulls drafted Michael Jordan and Carlos.
How about that?
They were like, let's just take a chance on an athlete.
And I love it.
And he was like, oh, I'm sticking with track and
field. It's a great idea.
It's an unbelievable
Probably
fact.
A good move by Carl Lewis there.
Yeah, he went on to win a bunch more
Did
goals.
Anyone ever see Carl Lewis play basketball at any point? Can you imagine Carl Lewis in like a dunk contest in Carl Lewis's
Oh, my God.
Prime?
Can you imagine?
Think about that. Like the explosiveness that he showed in
the He might have jumped from half court, much less the foul line.
Well, like maybe Jordan jumped from the foul line, and he didn't really jump from the foul line.
No, you're right.
How far out could Carl Lewis jump? He's winning the long jump gold medal in the Olympics.
So
put him on the basketball court. He can take off from the three-point line.
That's fascinating.
No doubt.
John, I'll give you one more.
A dunk.
I'll give you one. You know, John, you're right. You want bad luck? Now, I guess this is the sport. It is what it is. I didn't know until I read it recently. Carl Lewis one time had a jump they think was 30 feet longer than Bob Beamon's.
No way.
But his foot was over the line when he started. Yeah.
Really?
Just small
probably
part of the toe.
Millimeter.
So, like, he
over.
Actually
Kevin
jumped
Durant
30 feet.
In that in the Nets game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it didn't count. All right, let's get
Have you ever done the long jump, Joe?
Oh, I'd be 2 feet. I mean, seriously,
really?
What
would I would just like
person,
to see you do that, like, run up that they do, the kind of hopping leap thing.
Feet? The mental image is pretty funny.
I did it when I was like, in grade school. I got to try to remember what it was, but it was, like, it was fun. Yeah. I do remember I loved doing it.
I mean, could you imagine
just
jumping 30 feet?
Through the air.
Could you imagine Carl Lewis 30 feet?
It's insane.
No, because Bob Beamon, when he jumped 29, it set that record for the next 40 years.
Yeah, until Michael Powell, right?
Almost unbreakable.
Yeah, Mike Powell. All right, let's get to Mike right now. Mike, you're on WIP.
Good morning, gang. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Especially when the hammer wins.
Not really. Not at all, actually.
I'm sorry.
Joe, guess what? Right now I'm packing my bags. I'm coming down to watch the Phillies beat up on the Mets this afternoon.
Well, and by the way, Mike, very important series for the Mets, who are in a battle with the Braves for a playoff spot.
But it's so close for them for, like, the second wild card spot, the top wild card. I mean, they have a real opportunity.
Which is what the Phillies were involved in for a couple of years.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Going to be a fun one. Going to be a fun one. So, talking birds, you know what? So I've been listening all week. I've kind of just been, like, you know, watching, you know, trying to gauge my emotions. How did I feel? Because what I came away with is, like, you know what I realized? During that game, I never felt any panic. I was confident that entire game, and I think it really stemmed from how the defense responded in the first few series when, listen, last year, we're probably down 17-0 at the end of the first quarter. This year, we got a defense, and I felt so good knowing that's like, you know what? If this defense is going to hold, because the offense is going to do their points. They're going to get their points. Listen, Richie,
they're going to run the ball.
Yes. I mean, John, you and I, we were the ones that when they got Saquon, we were going crazy. Like, it was Christmas morning because we saw this was coming. Like, they did 32 points, and they didn't even look that great sometimes. Like, Jalen had mistakes. So
it's such a crutch. It's such a boon. It's such a boost to be able to just hand it off, and you can score at any moment. You don't have to do that much, and Saquon's just going to go do all the work and give you 14 points before the other team knows what hit him.
Yeah, so it's funny. So I all week I'm like, you know what? At the end of the day, I'm just in a state of calm. I'm like, this team is legit. They're going to be it again. Again, I came out of the gate 14-3, and I am super confident.
Well,
that's
like, hard, Mike. Look, they should be good, and they might be great. 14-3 is uber elite. So, you know, I'll be shocked.
Saquon is uber elite. Saquon and our O-line are uber elite.
The line was a big plus week one, and Saquon, he looks phenomenal.
That can win you world championships.
It can. Mike, give me a great answer. What's an inspiring movie? You can win the Kings of Leon tickets.
Forrest Gump.
Great answer.
It kind of is, but it kind of isn't.
Is it inspirational?
It's
consider that inspirational at all.
What?
I think he more kind of lucks in a circumstantial.
It's absolutely inspiring. Like,
well, all right, James, give me the argument for why it's inspiring.
I mean, he runs across the country and, like, has all that support.
Well, it's also this guy has this amazing life and has these all these life experiences and is able to. Yeah, and
he does, like, karma smiles upon him because he's a good person.
There's
some
good things happen for him.
Yeah, I mean, I would take Shawshank over that, but I mean,
I agree. I agree.
All right, coming up in 1 minute, we're going to get Ruben on how or not the Phillies should celebrate when they accomplish something this regular season, to pop champagne or not. I mean, they got to figure that out coming up soon. We'll get Ruben's opinion coming up in 1 minute's time. Hey, let me tell you about Family & Company Jewelers in Marlton, New Jersey. You know, they're keeping the summer heat going even into the fall with a brand new promotion. Every Friday, they're running a one-day flash sale with special discounts on different jewelry categories. 1 week might be diamond necklaces. Next week could be gemstone rings. I mean, there's so many different elements to this. Here's the catch, though. They won't announce it until Thursday night on their social media. So be sure to follow Family & Company Jewelers on social media, of course, for you know, their various accounts. Flash Sale Fridays only from Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination and certainly should be your headquarters if you're looking to purchase.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Purchase a ring, guys. If you're looking to get engaged, get yourself. If you're in Jersey, right there to South Jersey. If you're from Philadelphia, right over the bridge across the river to Family and Company Jewelers. All right, let's get to two different Twitter poll questions of the day today, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. If you're thinking about making the switch to an electric vehicle, well, think Armin Chevrolet. Armin has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Together, let's drive. First poll question for the postseason, who should be the Phillies' closer in the playoffs? Now, we've really narrowed it down to two. Technically, you could say you got more choices, but I think we know it's probably one or the other. Estevez, who's been the main guy since being acquired, or Jeff Hoffman, who, you know, has clearly been one of their three best relief pitchers this year. I mean, the three best relief pitchers have been Hoffman, have been Strom, and have been Kerkring.
And I think Hoffman's been their best.
I think Hoffman. And
Kirky's been pretty great, though.
They have. And Strom, other than that little stretch, I don't know, sort of recently, was freaking on fire also. Anyway, You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, Estevez or Hoffman.
No. And Alvarado looked this last
he's
outing.
Doing better.
He's back, baby. Yes. He's back.
Yes. All right, Ruben, I want to get your thoughts because we talked about this earlier before you joined us. Second poll question. Now, you've been through this as a GM, player, but that was before the wild card. All right. Or at least the Phillies portion of your career before the wild card. Here's the question. When should the Phillies first pop champagne to celebrate this regular season? Here are the four choices, and we're going to go in sequential order of what they will accomplish. A, they clinch a playoff spot, which will be sort of soon. Magic number is under 10. B, they clinch the division, of which they'll clearly do. They're up by 8 games. C, that they clinch the number one seed, that they may or may not do. They're one game up on the Dodgers. Or D, don't pop champagne. Bigger things to do in the postseason. Just don't do it yet. Ruben, what is your inclination on how to handle this?
So they got to celebrate the successes. And to me, the success starts with winning the division. I know that they need to get to the playoffs, and they should probably celebrate that on the field. I don't know that it's necessary to pop champagne to once you're in the playoffs necessarily. What I think that they should do is definitely pop champagne when if they win the division, because that is a huge accomplishment. It's something that they haven't done in years, and it's I think it's an important part of the journey.
I'd like to see them do it. I agree with you. Now let me ask you this. I think the answer is no, but you tell me. Do they pop champagne a second time if they clinch the one seed?
They do not.
I
think the
seeding, that would be,
weird,
right?
Be very strange. I mean, it'd be cool. I think they can high five each other and love on each other in the clubhouse. But they, I don't think.
How do they
any...
need to adjust their celebration? I want to see something different. I want to see something that leads me to believe that this end result will be different.
John's saying celebrate less.
I would
less.
Not be surprised that they have a little bit less, more like a little bit more subdued celebration. But they should celebrate, because winning a division is a big deal, and it's also important as far as the playoffs are concerned. But I think that the fact that they finally, if they do, vanquish the Braves, because they've won it six straight years, I think that is a really big deal. I know it's part of the journey. I know the real, brass ring is literally winning a world championship, but they should definitely celebrate that success.
All right, while we're in this zone of that type of topic, Ruben, I don't think we've ever asked you in the year and a half you've been part of the show. 93 Phils win the division in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
I remember watching it on TV, and that was the first time in my life I'd seen the Phillies make the playoffs. I mean, I was five when they made it in 83, but for me as a 15-year-old, 14-year-old is huge. What was that night in Pittsburgh like?
It was fantastic. And I think I was part of that game. I think Donnie Paul made the last pitch.
He sure
they got
did.
The last out.
That's right.
And I just remember being in the trainer's room, and they brought Harry Callison there, and he's singing and talking.
Wow.
And it was – I remember sitting on top of like a hydrocolator.
hydrocolator pack.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Those
sitting on
good.
Top of it, and I think there's film of it. And me just soaking it in. It was a great, great moment, and something I will never, ever forget.
So I remember as a fan, that was the first time that we had awareness of Danny Jackson ripping his shirt off and pumping everybody up. Now, I don't know if he'd previously done that with you guys, but we hadn't seen it. And, I remember Chris Wheeler and Harry Cowell standing there, and here comes DJ just ripping it all off. I mean, it was, And, of course, Dutch is, on the table with the ice on his knees.
Correct.
He's doing the Dutch thing. And
yep. I mean, to me, it was a really tough journey, because in 92 we were the worst team.
That's right.
And we became the best team. And that flip was just amazing. And it was just a group of guys that were just – they just wanted to play baseball, man. All they wanted to do was play baseball, win baseball games, and they did everything they possibly could do to do that. And it was just, for them to have vanquished the Braves.
Well, hold on, forget to them. You're part of it.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun.
It
was fun. I wasn't not a huge part of it, but I did contribute to that season.
Yeah, heck yeah,
I did have some pretty big baseball games during that year, and it was amazing being. But I enjoyed it for everybody. I was in observation mode,
yeah.
Just like sitting there watching these guys enjoy what they just accomplished.
I love it. All right, 215-592-9494. Shortly, we're going to get to Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce, some interesting stuff. They said it was this week on the show. Tom in Dover right now. Hi, Tom.
Yo, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
Doing great, Tom.
Always better when we hear from you, Tom.
Here we go, Joe. You starting, Joe.
I just gave you a compliment. I said, hold on, blah, 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 blah. I say always better when we hear from you.
But it seemed kind of sarcastic.
No, and you give me there you go, here we go. What?
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen,
yeah, we saw through him.
I'm offended.
Hey, listen, I'm off today, so I was sleeping a little bit.
Oh, nice.
And my buddy texted me and said, yo, man, you got to call and get on Joe. So I guess I missed the topic of discussion, but he said it had something to do with If somebody got fired, you wouldn't be mad if Jimmy Seltzer took your job.
It was about Devin White. It was about how Devin White answered a question about being demoted. Two different answers.
Okay, so how did that go, though? How did it go?
Well, let me play the audio for you, Tom. Hang on one second. Let me put you on hold. James, let's play the two pieces of Devin White, and Tom and everyone that missed it an hour ago can react. So here's the first of Devin White when talking about being demoted.
You know, it was hard, but at the end of the day, it's football. You know, those guys make those decisions, and you got to live with them. Be prepared, you know, when your number calls. Just go out there and handle your business.
They said that you have a role on this team moving forward. Nick said they're going to need you. Did they describe to you what that role was?
You had to get it from him.
Now, Tom, I didn't like that end part. You have to get it from him. I mean, his role is to be a backup linebacker for the Eagles and do the best he can. Tom, I want to play one more piece of audio for you. This is more of Devin White on the situation. I thought there was some good here and some not so good from what he said.
You know how excited you were to get here, to come here and sign here. How disappointing is it that, you know, that you're not starting?
I don't know. I just keep the main focus, like, you know, just getting better. And being able to help when I am called, you know, I kind of don't look at it that much. You know, being here, going through all the phases, you know, putting in all the work, you know, I still see the, you know, the green grass on the other side. You know, I just got to, you know, stay true to myself, keep doing what I've been doing all my life. And, you know, to get myself here to the NFL, to this team, whatever, just be ready.
How did they tell you that Kobe had been in a position battle?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't recall.
No, I think somebody did. Did Vic come to you?
No.
All right, so, Tom, there's parts of what he said that I love, but, I mean, someone told him he's not starting. Might not have been – obviously wasn't Vic Fangio, but he doesn't remember how he found out. Tom, I found that to be weird and not quite a full pro, but what's your interpretation?
Well, me, myself, I understand what he's saying because I would be mad if I got demoted too because we've been hearing all summer that he was going to be the starter.
Of course, he talks about being there through every phase. He's been there through every step, and he wasn't just there. He was calling the huddle. He was wearing a green dot. He was the captain of the defense.
But, I mean, Tom, I'm not saying it's not a tremendous bummer. I'm not pushing that aside. But if N'Kobe Dean beats him out, I mean, like, what's your role? His answer to what his role should be is be the best player I can be and try to help this team however I'm needed.
Okay, so my buddy wanted me to ask you. He said, well, ask Joe. How would he feel if he showed up to work on Friday morning?
Sure.
And the people at the radio station said, Jimmy Seltzer has your job now. How would you feel?
So two things. One, I would feel really disappointed, obviously. I mean, I'd be happy for James, but personally disappointed for myself. But if I was asked the question.
You would not be happy for James.
Thank you, Rich.
I would be happy.
Yes, he would. I actually believe he would. I would. Yeah.
But if I was asked the question, what's my role? I would say, if I'm still part of the station, to do my very best anytime I'm on the air, give the audience and our employers the best show possible. And if I was asked how I was told, I would say Rod Lakin called me into his office and told me. I mean, it's not that complicated.
All right. Okay.
Now, sure. It is the last thing on the planet you want to relive. Right. You do not want to rehash it. You know if you delve into it, you might lose it. Why would you talk about this? Just because
I felt like he was trying to skate it.
And I felt like he was trying to skate it,
and that's exactly what I probably would have done.
I think it's smart.
I would have ripped your ribbon.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, Tom, give me a big-time answer. What's an inspiring movie?
I know I came in late. Did anybody say Terms of Endearment?
Wow, Terms of Endearment. So
it's a sad movie.
It is. It's also kind of inspiring. I wouldn't.
It's not the best answer you got today, but it's inspiring.
Yeah, it's partially inspiring. I think that's
partially.
Fair. No, I mean, you know. All right, Joe in New Jersey.
It's not that endearing.
Well, it's a tremendous movie. It's more sad than inspiring. Yeah. All right, Joe in. But Shirley MacLaine's kind of finding herself again in life. Joe in New Jersey. Hi, Joe.
Really?
Shirley MacLaine, John.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Terms.
And by the way, let me tell you something. Deborah Winger.
Not a huge
fan.
In her day.
You're absolutely right.
Here's where I'm going. Deborah Winger, if she wasn't apparently a pain in the you-know-what, because that's why apparently she pretty much got ostracized from Hollywood, she was one of the most talented actresses I've ever seen. I mean, in that movie, in the movie with Richard Gere, Officer and a Gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she really was on it as an actress, but apparently she just was so crazy. She drove everyone
nuts. Nicholson was great in that movie in Terms of Endearment.
He was phenomenal.
He was tremendous in that movie.
One of the
that was what inspiration for me. Well, because he's sort of turned his life around, too.
Well, here's the thing, and I also respect, and you don't get it that often, when the mega star is not the star.
Yes.
Like, he was just kind of like a little complimentary role in that movie.
Right.
I mean, not like nothing, but not the first or second or probably third main character of the movie. Joe in New Jersey. Joe, you're on WIP.
Team WIP, good morning.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Hi there. Last week, we had the worst contestant ever on Beat the Hammer.
So he was pretty bad.
He's been banned.
I know.
Really?
Yeah, that guy was banned.
Beat the Hammer, absolutely. He came on and said he just wanted to be on the show. Like, what? Call the show, buddy.
So, you know, I called Jimmy. I said, Jimmy, go dig somebody up who could be competitive. And he did. I like this guy this week. He has funk.
I don't know that James did. I think it was luck.
He was the fifth caller, but it worked out.
You know,
great work, James.
Good job, Jimmy. So, guys, I want you to know this because I try to call up if I can add a little bit to the show. I live in northern New Jersey. I'm surrounded by Giants fans. So here's a message to Saquon Barkley. Barkley, the Giants fans love you. I want to read a text to you right now.
Wow.
This is a text.
Saquon could be listening. They're home. Maybe they're not practicing yet today. Maybe he's driving in the NovaCare right now. All right. Saquon could be listening. Joe, what's the text?
This is the text. Going to be a long season for us Giants fans. Jones is horrible. My response, root for Barkley. His response, love him. I sure am.
Well, you know what's interesting, Joe? So there was a turn. So Giants fans were obviously, you know, kind of annoyed, very annoyed with Saquon for leaving. They were also annoyed with their own organization for letting him go, all that. But week one made Saquon look better in the eyes of Giants fans because they saw in the absence of him what was left.
So I can tell you this, because like I said, I have a lot of friends that are dying. I go to a gym. They're all like, I'm the Eagles fan. You know what
no,
I'm saying?
I get it. Look, I respect you. I don't respect your friends, but I respect you. All right, Joe, give me an inspiring movie.
Joe, I brought this up to the Prince, and I was amazed that he did not see this movie. So if anybody didn't see this movie, you're going to say it was inspiring. It's not going to win because a lot of people didn't see it. It's called Greater.
Greater. I guess it's lesser than. Greater.
Never
I mean,
she's
no idea. Not
it's a football. I'm looking it up now. It's a football movie. I had never heard of it, but it's a football movie.
All right, fair enough. Hey, listen, there's a lot of sports movies that could be said today for an inspiring movie. Speaking of football, what both Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce said about the Eagles this week on our show, we're going to get to that. Interesting stuff from both of them coming up in 1 minute.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ POS and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses across the country. I've seen their operation. We've done our show from their headquarters. The people are amazing. The technology, it's so impressive. If you're thinking of cutting your old point of sale, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ POS, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll build a custom solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
You know, as we broadcast from Borgata, I got an interesting text a short time ago. I'm going to get to Kelce and Brandon Graham in a second, but a buddy texted me and said that maybe Devin White's answer on what his role will be and not knowing is that he doesn't know if he's even going to be an activated player or not. My buddy said, think of it this way. You got the two starters. You also have in the mix inside linebackers, Oren Burks. You got Jeremiah Trotter Jr. And that you got that Van Summeren guy, whatever his name is. So maybe they don't keep a six inside linebacker.
Because of special teams, essentially.
Maybe.
Then he should be pissed.
Well, then he should also be confused, though. Like that actually would make confusion.
Maybe that's why he is.
No, that makes more sense. I mean, I'd still like his answer to be, whatever I need to do, I'll do.
But he does say that in the beginning.
He does say that in the beginning. Does. I agree with that. He does. All right, let's listen to Jason Kelce. He joins us, if you missed it, we announced last week. Jason will be with us every Thursday in studio from 7:30 to 8:30. And yesterday when we talked to him, and by the way, he'll be fielding phone calls when he's in here with us. When we talked to him, after we'd gotten through a lot on the Eagles game, there was a point when he kind of pivoted, and you could just tell this was his big picture sort of summation of what the Eagles put out there week one. And it had a lot of positive thoughts to it. Here's Jason yesterday. Here's Kelce. Big picture on the Eagles week one win.
I tweeted after the game, you know, there was a lot of sloppiness offensively, and obviously the turnovers hurt. But there was a ton of great stuff to look at in that first week, and it was against a team that's supposed to be a Super Bowl contending, top of the NFC team. I think that Jalen did a lot of really good things. I think it's easy to look at the negative moments from that game for concern. But if I'm looking at it, they have a new OC. They have a new center. They're operating silent count with a new center and a new guard. They're in an away environment that's slicker than ice. There were a lot of variables in there to cause an offense to kind of be sloppy and to flutter and to struggle. I mean, we saw the Jets. Everybody's claiming that the Jets are going to be the best team in the NFL. And it's just not that simple. You got all these new pieces game one to be clicking and humming like that. And I thought for them to put up that amount of points week one with all of those new things, even with the amount of talent they have, was an impressive performance offensively.
Makes me feel better. I mean, when he big pictures it that way, that and not that I felt horrible because it was a win, but you know, it was a little bit of an excuse me win. And Jason saying give him some leeway, obviously, with the new parts and pulling it out. Let's also listen to Brandon Graham. I thought this was a significant and perhaps a downplayed piece of audio. Maybe we should have circled back to this sooner. Because when BG was in studio with us, and he was on Tuesday, and Brandon Graham will be with us in studio every Tuesday from 7:40 to 8:10, he said something about the Eagles culture that I thought was a big deal and a great thing. Here's Brandon Graham with us earlier this week.
Brandon, the culture of this team.
Yep.
How would you sum it up? The culture of this team is what?
The culture is a bunch of people with chips on their shoulders. You know, you was talking about Devin White. I know he got a chip on his shoulder on how things went in Tampa. He want to prove that, you know, he can be at that elite level of what he know he could be. Then, you know, you got Zach Bond, same thing, chip on his shoulder, you know, left Saints. I'm feeling that. That's how I'm feeling. Everybody has something to prove, and it's just what I see every day in the work that they put in after. Because even with Nick, now we got a shorter little schedule, but you see people still being there doing their 500 shots. That's what we call it. After you're done, you doing your 500 shots or whatever that is. You might get some extra conditioning. You might be catching balls on the jug machine. I mean, you really got guys out there taking their stuff serious and bringing other guys along. And even for me, like sometimes I'd be like, man, I ain't doing nothing today. And here come Jordan Davis. Nah, man, I don't want to hear that. Like, come on, let's go do it. And it's cool because I know I was the guy doing that to them, and now sometimes I got to eat my own words.
Wow.
John, chip on the shoulder is so good in part because that's part of how they won in 2017. It's the hungry dogs run faster thing, and it's a bunch of individuals who have been doubted. The team, to an extent, doubted, and let's go do this together. I love that.
Well, I hope Devin White feels a little bit of that. You know, like that it's possible – he'll be called on this season when a guy goes down, and his attitude will be directly like his attitude will affect whether we have a chance or not. That is I think he's a leader. I think he's going to set a positive example for the way you handle this sort of thing.
I hope so.
This team is good. And it's going to take a few more weeks before we really see how good.
Well, look, hopefully 2-0 and probably 2-0. Eagles, of course, favorite versus Atlanta on Monday night. By the way, Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce, two of many guests that we're going to have on a weekly basis here on the show. Let me tell you, if you don't know what our typical weekly lineup will be. Now, this changes when the Eagles play, for instance, a Monday night game, a little bit of adjustment. But typically, when they play a game, which will often be on Sunday, Mondays you'll hear Ray Dittinger at 7:55 and Seth Joyner from 9 to 10 in studio. Tuesdays, Ron Jaworski at 7:25. Brandon Graham in studio for a half hour, fielding your phone calls from 7:40 to 8:10. Elliot Shure Parks at 8:20. Nick Sirianni, sometime typically on Tuesdays, although next week it'll be Wednesday with Sirianni. Wednesday at 6:35, Shield Kapadia. 7:40 to 8:40, Ross Tucker. 9:10, Mike Quick. Thursdays in studio for an hour from 7:30 to 8:30 will be Jason Kelce. Howard Eskin at 9. And Fridays, of course, Elliot Shore Parks at 7:30. Dick Vermeil at 8 o'clock. And when they play a game, we give away that week, when they play a home game, tickets to the game, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation. Plus, as always in the mix with our show, not only segments like Beat the Hammer and more, but also Ruben Amaro and Ben Davis.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.